At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Just after 10 o'clock here on a Monday, we are calling Ali's show K-Rock, recovering from the weekend. Perhaps you are recovering like Ali. She claims she did drinking this weekend like she hasn't done in years. She'd like to come up with excuses for it, but I think that we can all agree she's got a problem.
No, I actually drink less now than I ever have.
In general, but not over the weekend, and it's a result of the fact that you got your ass handed to you by a couple of children and a blind guy
in
the pickleball court
Friday.
There
were a few different factors involved.
This is what is called a relapse.
Yeah, we did reboot earlier, and now we do relapse. Okay. Mm-hmm. Toot it and relapse.
It was a relapse of opportunity, because I went to a birthday party for somebody that I don't frankly know that well, and when we got there, they said, yeah, whatever drinks you want, just put it, we have a big tab for the birthday, and nobody had to pay anything.
So this was more of an El Cheapo thing than a drinking thing. Like, you were more excited about the free drinks.
I did not know that all of it was going to be paid for, to the point, and they were great hosts, so anytime anybody didn't have a drink or was done with their drink, I would have a new drink in my hand within 30 seconds.
Can I ask you a serious question? Had you gone to the same party, but there was no tab?
Cold sober. Seltzer solely.
Ice water.
It was at a hotel. Do you know what the prices were like there?
So an ice water, two straws, but because you knew someone else was paying all the time.
I would have brought my own flask. Right. I would have planned ahead.
Smart. So you've realized this is a open bar situation.
And I made another rookie mistake, which was I ate a little something before I left, but by the time, it was a late start to the party. I mean, we didn't get there until 9:30, so I was pretty hungry when I started, but then once I started mingling, I forgot about food, and I was just like, oh, yeah, and then I'm drinking my vodka sodas, and then somebody else brings Patron shots, and I'm like, can't say no to that.
Right.
And then before I knew it, I was inebriated, and then we had the street tacos, went home. Soon as we got home, I was like, I can't go to bed now. You get that weird, like, spinny thing going on, and I was like, oh, man, I haven't felt this in years. Ended up throwing up, falling asleep on the toilet, throwing up more, and then by the time I actually went to sleep, it was 3 a.m, and I just passed out fully clothed and full makeup on my couch in a pile of laundry. Woke up about 4 hours later to my kid, who had already woken up and was just playing in the living room while I was drunk, passed out on the couch, and I felt really bad about myself, but I did have a great time.
Is that your first, like, real legitimate hangover when you wake up and there's a child there?
Because yes.
That is...
And it was, like, all-day hangover, too. Like, it never went away. And he's getting into this habit where he picks one word and he repeats it over and over and over again. And
just
I was
wanted
like,
to slap him,
I'm
huh?
like, okay, washing machine, I get it. Why? Yes, I heard you the first 20 times you said washing machine.
Yeah, is of no tolerance.
Yes, he thinks it's so funny to just repeat a word over and over again and laugh.
Uh-huh.
And I also realized I don't have good drunk foods in my house, like hangover foods.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as I got up, I was like, I need something. Because you know, your stomach has that raw feeling.
Sure. Well, you're puking all night. You wasted such good street tacos.
Question.
I did not hydrate. What?
Where was your wife during this entire thing?
She said she walked by and saw me on the toilet at one point.
She didn't decide if you were sleeping on the toilet to carry your ass and put you in a bed?
No.
Yeah.
And I could have been mad about that, but I was also like, you know what? I think we reach a certain point in our lives where we just, you don't need to take care of people anymore.
Right.
Like, but what also the next day, you're feeling crappy and she's go get you a pizza, go get you a burger or something.
I picked up my own my own hangover food, Omar. I went and picked up my own pho.
Pho?
Yeah.
That's not the right hangover food.
At the end of the day, yes, it is.
You gotta get a nice, greasy burger.
Yeah, like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich or something.
No, wow, that sounds great.
I heated up some of those Trader Joe's hash brown things.
Oh.
The ones that are like McDonald's
ones. You got
ones.
A disaster
those,
going
I had
out
a couple
place.
Of those, and then I made a PB&J. That was the best I could come up with. I didn't even have anything to make like a crappy quesadilla at home.
You always gotta have an emergency. Because sometimes you're right. You do not plan on going out and getting that hammered, and then you end up in the next day.
No, and I'm like, I have healthy food in my fridge. What am I gonna do with this?
I still have like a breaking case of emergency. One of my drawers that's supposed to have vegetables in it in my fridge has like Gatorades and has breakfast burrito. I always have like stuff in there.
That's what I need. I think I needed like a bean and cheese, like a frozen bean and cheese burrito. Even an Uncrustable would have been better than what I made.
Oma, what's that weird stuff you made us try that was made out of stomach lining that is like all of the innards?
Oh, menudo.
Yeah, menudo.
Why don't you have any menudo on the right? Yeah. That'll cure you.
No, yep. I had nothing. And I wish that I had gotten I think the best food when you're in a mood like that is when it's a greasy croissant, bacon, egg, and cheese deal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That would have been so satisfying.
So how did you end up at pho?
No, Katie said I want pho.
Oh, man. In moments, we are going to give away the ultimate prize pack that we've ever given away if you're a fan of this show. Only if you're a fan of the show. If you're just a random listener, you will not care about any of these items. But if you're a fan of the show, and we said we have up for grabs a can of limited edition Jake Shack beans, which you can see right now on YouTube. This is an unbelievable thing that has been made. Jake Shack beans. Jake knows beans because he lives in a shack and that's all he eats. Jake Shack beans, and we will throw in a Vanessa Tiny towel, which can also be a grill towel this time of year. We'll get into a little round of Don't Be a Dick, people at a barbecue, as we're going to officially be in barbecue week next week. Get ready for the 4th of July, summer barbecues. We want to avoid all the dicks that could ruin your good times. Don't Be a Dick. We'll take open nominees. Our favorites will get themselves the combo can of Jake Shack beans and Vanessa Tiny towel. Perfect for this summer. We get to that.
And then you can peel back this label and find out what beans you really have.
Yeah, mystery beans when you open the can, as Jake says in the song. Could be pinto, black, refried, who knows? It's Jake Shack beans.
Jake Shack beans!
We'll get to that. I think you're offending some people right now. I don't know who, but I feel like...
some people.
I'm offended by certain people. Four people, I don't know. This message on the goat line.
Hey, guys. Happy last week of June. I just have one request. Would you guys... please be able to play the Let's Be Honest theme more often. You guys only played it once this month, and I think that's a hate crime against Allie. Thank you.
It is a hate crime, but we will squeeze in one more round of Let's Be Honest before we're officially out of Pride Month and this national nightmare can be behind us. But we will get it. Is a catchy song, so for the Monday vibes, here you go.
Let's be honest. Let's put our lesbian to the test. She's the very best. Ooh, ooh. Let's be honest. You got she'll address. Come on, shake your breasts. Lesbians.
I'm going to ask this.
Yeah, gay. This totally.
If you're not wrong, Vanessa, this question actually was waiting here. This one's come through every time. I don't think you've ever answered. When you're a lesbian, do you get to share underwear with your wife?
No, we don't share underwear.
You don't?
We share a lot of other things, though.
Yeah, I know you guys share toothbrushes and...
well, not all the time. We share toothbrushes if there's no other options. I don't mind sharing a toothbrush. But we share socks. We can't share shoes because she has giant feet.
Because hers are tap. Wait, why wouldn't you guys share underwear, out of curiosity?
I don't know. I think that's just a little too much.
That's too much?
Yeah.
That's finally where you've
drawn
the line?
But we can share makeup. We can share clothing. We can share hair products.
So if you have no clean underwear, you would go with either no underwear or dirty underwear over taking a pair of your wife's clean underwear?
Yeah, I actually wore an old pair of pregnancy underwear the other day because I had no underwear left because we really needed to do laundry. I didn't even think to go in my wife's underwear drawer. I would never do that. But we also share jewelry. There is a lot of bonuses to being with a person of the same sex because you really double your inventory as soon as you get together.
But not with the underwear.
No, I would never think to... I think just because you get used to your own. You get used to your own brand. You get used to your own feel. And like I have underwear that I've had for a very, very long time, way too long. You know that I'm a graduate of the University of Pink.
Yeah, class of 87. Class of 87.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of holes in them, but they're my holes.
Ugh.
You can't share your holes when you've
got
your
own. What about when it comes down to the time of the month? You guys have the same brand or
we
different?
Use the same tampons we share.
Oh God.
Wow.
This is why.
No, she's a super and I'm a regular.
This is why this guy, that's so gross. This is why this guy has demanded that we start putting warnings in front of our segments.
Hey, what's going on in Klein Alley? Hey, can you guys start putting warnings and disclaimers before certain segments?
You're not wrong.
For example, Allie starts discussing how she sleeps nude and then goes into details about her sweating flap meat.
Yeah, we need warnings. See, this guy's not wrong. I'm with
And just further goes into how she has a swampy chow hatch.
I guess this guy is on to something.
That's my new brand of underwear.
And we need to get a warning before our segments. Just Omar, just make regular warnings. We'll just put them on before
we'll
everything.
Call them scissor warnings.
Yeah, because this is like really inappropriate stuff. And I can't, I'm sitting here. I'm on the front line here. I can't handle this.
I know. And I'm looking at you directly in the eyes when I tell you it is a heavy flow day.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, oh, my God, what is going on here?
I agree. You're right, dude. I'm with you, man. I'm with the
lesbians
listener.
Lesbians are hot. This is why we still hold the title of number one most searched porn category on the internet.
I think you actually mushed that. I believe it dropped this year for the first time ever since the internet because of you. You pushed the hell out of that. Come right back. Don't be a dick, barbecue. We'll take your open nominees right now to give away these Shake Shack beans.
Yeah, open up your chow hatch.
And a Vanessa tiny towel. Which type of person should we keep out of barbecues? Summer 2025. We'll take your nominees next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Barbecue season is officially here. People gather around the grill. And next week is one of the biggest barbecue weeks of the year leading up to the 4th of July, which is a week from Friday. And, you know, all weekend. And pretty much now when the weather's like this, it's just always a good time to throw something on the grill. Mm-hmm. Even if it's your pho, Allie. Hangover pho. Grill that out. Bring it to the next level.
Put soup on a grill?
That's right. It's the season for it.
People, by the way, were backing up my choice that that's a great hangover meal.
Well, some argue that that is the equivalent of the...
Menudo. Yeah.
I would argue quite different, but I think you had it right on the head. And we could talk about this a different time, what is truly the best hangover food.
Yeah,
but
yeah. That's an endless
some sort of bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant usually does well. Right now, though, the question is, who should we eliminate from all barbecues this summer? It's a great public service announcement as we try to save society by eliminating one dick at a time. Up for grabs. It's a limited edition Shake Shack beans can. Mystery beans inside. And then, of course, a Vanessa tiny towel.
What's your theme song, Vanessa?
She doesn't have one, unfortunately.
Tiny towel.
Perfect. And I think that's good to have because you could use that in the kitchen by the grill. Everyone needs one of them towels by the grill. These ones, I think, are probably not fire retardant. I feel like they're flammable because they were made very quickly.
Oh, yeah. So I think that would go up in flames.
I don't think you should use this as like an oven mitt, but potentially just a little cleanup by the grill. Remember, only PG fluids. You're okay with marinades, right, Vanessa, going on the towel?
Man-made.
No, not man-made. marinades.
Marinades.
Yeah, yes, mayonnaise.
Marinades are fine.
Okay. What about
some
mayonnaise?
All right, a man-made marinade can go all over the Vanessa tiny towel. Let's get into it. It's time for Don't Be a Dick. Here we go.
Don't be a dick.
All right. Anyone at all that you nominate could make you eligible to win the ultimate barbecue gift pack, which is a tiny towel and Shake Shack beans. All right, hey.
Can you call it a gift pack when there's only two things?
No, it's not really a great gift pack.
Can I start off?
Yeah, go ahead, Omar.
The guy who hovers over the barbecue, like if I'm grilling and I'm in my zone, I don't need you over my back just hovering and not like helping out. Like, dude, if you're going to hover and be around, go grab me a beer, get something, get me a tray or whatever. Don't just hover around and just chit chat and distract me from my grilling duties.
It's also the guy, very often there's the guy behind the guy, and that's who you're referring to. And that person does stand, and they always are in the way, too. They're trying to
totally. And I'm like, there's no elbow room. You're right next to me, dude.
I think they feel like they need to make conversation, like, oh, you're over here by yourself all doing the work. But the point is, if you're grilling, you want to be by yourself. I don't want to be making conversation because I can't focus on what I'm doing.
It is the best part of being the griller is that you kind of get
you have your little private island.
You have your space and people.
And everyone respects you.
They're supposed to respect you. And I believe, Patrick, that's you echo Omar's thought, correct, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The backseat griller is the worst. Don't tell me I'm burning stuff or I need to flip it. Just be glad I didn't put cheese on your burger for you.
Yeah, there's a monitor.
Or the guy's like, oh, you should put that on the grill on top of the grill. You
on
know
the
that?
Warmer.
Yeah, on the warmer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, shut up.
Shut up with the warmer.
Yeah, if the griller knew what they were doing, if the backseat griller knew what they were doing enough, they would be the griller. They know that they don't really have the ability, so they kind of just stand back there.
Those who can't grill, teach grill.
Those who can't grill, rearrange burgers on the grill for the guy who's grilling. Or they give advice.
Sometimes they'll offer to man the grill for you. They're like, oh, why don't you go take a break? I'll man the grill.
Yeah, but when you do that, then you come back and there's flare-ups everywhere, and everything's gone to crap.
Yeah,
I don't trust anybody.
It's a great, great early nominee. Once again, our favorite one will get themselves the ultimate summer gift pack. One can of Shake Shack beans.
Shake Shack beans!
and a Vanessa,
and no meat, even though we're talking about
Vanessa
barbecue.
Tiny towel. Let's say hi to Jason. Nominate. Don't be a dick. Go ahead. Barbecue people. What do you got?
Good morning, sweet dibs. I want to nominate the person that doesn't contribute anything but complains about everything. Where it's like they don't help with the grill, they don't bring any food, but everything is a complaint. It's like, oh, this is overcooked, this is undercooked, this is burnt, this is too salty. It's like, go eat ass then, you know?
I think we can all agree that if you're invited to a barbecue, there is an expectation that you show up with something. And usually, anything at all, it's hard to get that wrong, because if you can come up with nothing else, you just bring booze. Yeah. If you have no other good ideas, there are so many things you can bring that would be acceptable. Even if you showed up with an unexpected tomahawk ribeye.
Yeah, but no one ever shows up with that. The people that show up with stuff are like, I brought portobellos.
Well, that sucks.
For anybody who wants vegetarian options.
And that sucks, but at least that person brought something for themselves.
Yeah.
To ruin, yeah, so they're not complaining. I do agree, though, that it's such an easy, it's my favorite thing to get invited to because there is no wrong answer.
Yeah, but
except for the portobello.
But yeah, but then there's also the person that runs a barbecue but can't time the things out properly. And that got a nomination from 951 said, my in-laws used to grill meat, one meat option at a time. So it would take an eternity for everything to be grilled.
It's the part of
And then you're like, okay, I'm waiting so long. What's going on? And you're making chit-chat enough, and you can't fill up on chips and guac for like 3 hours.
You know when you're in school and you always think to yourself when the teachers tell you stuff, when am I ever going to use this in the real world? And they don't really give you compelling reasons why, so you just get annoyed and stop paying attention. I wish I had been a little bit more attentive in math, and I wish the example they had used is when you're trying to actually have things done at the same time on a grill,
right?
And you're doing like pulled pork on one side at a slow, because at that point there is math involved, and I hate that part of it.
Yeah, you're I need to put this on with 6 minutes left, right? Because then I have to put this on, and then it all has to time out properly, and that is tough sometimes.
Saul on K-Rock, good morning. Don't be a dick. It's barbecue people. Our favorite nominee will get themselves the ultimate summer barbecue gift pack, one can of Jake Shack beans. And one Vanessa Tiny Towel. What's up?
Vanessa, do your song.
Tiny Towel.
Thank you. Yes, Saul, what's up?
The person that swears that they're like the top chef and then they end up burning all of the food.
It's so funny. I actually was thinking about the person that always blames the grill. Like, their stuff is not good and they blame the grill and they do a lot
or
of...
the meat. Sometimes
had I done this on my grill, or if this was charcoal instead of gas, there's always a reason why the stuff's not right.
Or, God, yeah, the meat's really gone downhill at, insert grocery store
right
here.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not me, it's the meat, it's the cut.
I used to get this at Gelson's, but this is a Vaughn steak, so don't blame me.
Yeah.
Blame the cow that Vaughn's got.
323, what about the dick who throws a huge barbecue but doesn't inform the guests about their terrible parking situation?
Man, that's a pretty strong one as well.
And then there's no parking. You're like, what am I supposed to, and why didn't they tell me?
Yeah, but you have to assume that certain neighborhoods, especially now.
Yeah, neighborhood barbecue in Hollywood.
There's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be just a lot of people. So this is the time. And if you have any sort of, anyone you know that has a backyard, a pool, or a grill is probably going to have people over. So understand that's going to be a bad parking situation.
What about the person, and this is like the opposite of the backseat barbecue guy, the person who over-explains their own barbecue? Or it's like, marinated in this rub, and I...
How long I smoked this?
And you're right. I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you just want to say this was good, and that's all you need. And they say thank you. And then other times they feel they need to give you the whole story about the smoking process.
About the stupid wood chips.
Right. Those woods were cherry wood tree I got from Vermont. Chopped it up.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Hey, Susan on K-Rock, don't be a dick, barbecue people.
I would like to nominate the person that brings their annoying ass children and then expects everybody else to babysit them.
God, that is so true.
Unsupervised children are the worst.
Well, sometimes kids are invited, I guess, but the thought would still be you're still the parent. I think some people look at it and they go like, oh, sweet, this is daycare with a grill.
Oh, look, there's a bunch of adults around.
Well, the babysitter is the pool, isn't it?
The pool or the...
Yeah.
I think with all the drownings that take place every year, that might not be the best.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's right. According to Omar, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just remember that. You're fine. But yes, I do. That is the idea, is that the pool is supposed to be the babysitter. And then you get the one less drunk adult to sit there by the pool and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, but then if the kid is doing something douchey and the parent's not around to scold them, then they're just being a douche.
Yeah.
Final nominees, and then we have to give away the ultimate summer gift bag. I mean, this is nothing better.
Ultimate. Did we say ultimate?
It's ultimate. It is one can of Jake Shack beans. And one Vanessa Tiny Towel.
Come on, Vanessa.
Tiny Towel.
Perfect for your own man-made marinades. All right.
Just yelling.
What's up? What's up, Jessica?
Hi. I nominate the people who they'll tell you to show up at 3, that food will be ready by 3, but when you show up, they don't actually start grilling until like 5 p.m.
Oh,
or till the last guest gets there.
It's the worst, especially if they do that. We're going to wait till everyone's here. We're going to wait. There are not enough people here yet. Just, we're hungry.
I hate showing up to a place and it doesn't even, like, nothing's even out.
If I know I'm going to a barbecue,
I'm like, where's the platters?
I wake up and don't eat. Right. I know. It's beyond frustrating. And by the way, great nominees on the text line that can't get through, but the 760, the person that doesn't check their propane levels, runs out of gas mid-grill.
And then they have to leave and go get more propane.
Yeah, everyone's got this like weird half gray burger because they had to like, get out in the middle.
We're like, we'll finish this in the oven. And you're all like, right. No.
These are all strong, Allie. I can't believe we can't, we have to pick one of these nominees to give the ultimate summer grilling gift bag to. But who's going to get the one can of Jake Shack beans? And the one, Vanessa, tiny towel, perfect for your man.
I don't know. I mean, I know Omar said it first, but the first guy that called had that backseat barbecue guy, and he really is just the worst.
All right, congratulations. Your summer barbecues will be upgraded drastically. Angela, have some beans on K-Rock. Thanks for hanging out. These summer hours rolling on. We are K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, and we'll do some takeaways, then turn it over to Nicole Alvarez. He'll give you another chance to get yourself Universal tickets at noon, then 3 and 6. Do that all week. I believe this is the week that we've convinced the great Kevin Ryder to come in early again in the mornings, where he sat for 30 years here at K-Rock doing the morning show, Kevin and Bean. And he's agreed to return to the mornings to join us on the lie detector machine for a very special Wednesday edition of Lie Day Friday. We could not get the lie detector guy this Friday because he's traveling for lie detectors.
He's going to the East Coast.
Got to do some lie detecting on the East Coast. So anyway, Kevin Ryder's agreed to come in on Wednesday. Answer any and all of your questions, burning questions, when he left, what's going on, relationship-wise, want to get a sense of, you know, one of the questions is, I think we're going to ask him is, does he think this show sucks, our show? And we'll get the honest answer. So Kevin Ryder will be on in the light of that. Omar, are you concerned with what he'll reveal about you when he joins us on Wednesday? Because I would be a little concerned.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we used to do back in the day. I don't want to see the light up for sure.
Yeah, well, the lie detector test will be happening live on air. Lie Day Friday, the Wednesday edition, happening this week with Kevin Ryder. Tomorrow, 21 Pilots joins us on the show, and we keep giving you more tickets.
We're going to put them on it, too.
Universe. We're going to get them on the lie. Anyone who joins us this week is going on the lie detector test. Let's get to the bottom of that. All right, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
All right, 213, my takeaway is war is okay as long as the memes are cool.
According to Postmaster Johnny, all wars are fine as long as they give you memes to get you all excited and patriotic feeling.
650, my takeaway is if a shark bites you, just pee on it.
That's right. You learn that. It could save your life.
818, my takeaway is Lauren Sanchez coined the term Dirty Sanchez.
That's what she's known for.
310, my takeaway is Klein's wife pioneered the no-touch rule.
That was her. But long before, that was the rule for whatever else we decided it's a rule for. That was her thing.
That's for phones. Not touching your phone while driving. And then finally, 310, my takeaway is Klein is jealous of an 11-year-old boy body.
Well, let me just say, the clip is very dangerous, out of context.
Right.
This is going to be
and I think in context as well.
But this is
troubling.
The clip out of context.
I
was jealous of the 11-year-old boy's body. It sounds very bad and problematic. In theory, what I was trying to say is the kids that beat Allie's ass playing pickleball.
They were toned.
They were not like a young 11. They were like a... Good job. I'm not going to keep talking.
Yeah, just stop.
That's my point. Your takeaway from today's show, Allie.
My takeaway is Vanessa is Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha. Congratulations, Vanessa. Your takeaway, Jake the Nerd.
I got B.O., brain only.
Yep.
Yeah, and you got the other type, too.
Yeah.
Omar. Omar, we got a takeaway?
You can't tell a shark story without swearing.
It's very hard.
So true.
So many of those people, when they encountered the sharks, they got brought right back to the moment, and they had to start swearing. Apologies for a lot of that we had to dump out of earlier. If you missed parts of the show, you can check out the podcast goes with the show. We're also on YouTube. You can find us there as well. Back tomorrow with an all-new show. We try to be better by then. And stick around. Nicole Alvarez is next, boss.